producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Ha, new thing, huh? Yeah. And I want to take this moment to welcome three new sponsors to the show. Haven't got their stuff cut up yet, but you'll be hearing it very shortly. Of course, Lionheart Industries has become my second sponsor, which is actually pretty good because they do something in collaboration with both G-Code and Frog Lube. Then there's Wyndham Weaponry. Wyndham Weaponry, an old Bushmaster plant that was being closed down by Bushmaster, and the owner of the plant stepped up and said, you know what, we'll just start our own game. Would everybody that was working here still work for me? And he saved all kinds of jobs right there in Wyndham, Maine. And now if you're looking for a very basic rifle platform that you can build on that will not break, they are the way to go. And then last but not least, Fulton Armory. I made a proposal to the chief cook and bottle washer, Clint McKee, last year. And he took me up on it last Monday, and tomorrow I will have an M14 EBR to show you that he built with his own little hands, all guns made with original parts, the M1 carbine, the M1 Garand, the M1A1, the M14, and the AR-15. Check them out at FultonArmory.com. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by Robin Knapp from G-Code, and we're going to talk about the new Scorpion line briefly because that is the newest thing out there. That's what I'm going to run. That's going to be my belt stuff, and we'll talk about why when we get there. And then we'll talk about something coming up with Lionheart Industries in a couple of weeks. I mean, literally very, very soon that everybody should take advantage of. But right now, I'm going to start. Today is Veterans Day, and I'm a veteran. And there's lots of veterans with us, and there's unfortunately lots of veterans that are not with us. And on a very sad note, over the course of about a year, I've become very acquainted with Dimitri Karras at Ares Armor, and they had a tragedy happen at Ares Armor. And he wrote a letter, which was published in Ammo Land, and I'm going to read it to you verbatim as we pay homage to a veteran who is no longer with us. Today is the marking of the birth of the Marine Corps. Veterans Day is right around the corner. Even in the midst of the swirling celebratory traditions, the world now seems empty. I opened the door to my office and stepped over the pile of mail that accumulated from the past week. Minutes have seemed like hours. Hours have seemed like an eternity. I walked in circles searching for something, anything. I've never been more acutely aware of the human condition. I have never more desired what my conscious mind knows to be impossible. Even now, as I sit behind my desk typing these words, it's difficult to fathom that this is real. You would be hard-pressed to find a better man than Jaston. I can still smell the blood and oil that covered Jaston from head to foot as he risked his own life to rescue another Marine. He was truly a terror upon his enemies. His strength seemed unparalleled. His capacity for violence during combat was matched only by his capacity for kindness during peace. To complete strangers, Jaston would show a level of benevolence and understanding that was awe-inspiring. It was a regular occurrence for him to bring home a homeless person to eat with us. He would introduce them as if they were old friends. This is my buddy Travis. I'm helping him get a bus ticket to Texas. For Jaston, the war never truly ended. The burden became too heavy. And last week he took his own life. His war is finally over. He has found the peace he so desperately wanted. Jaston was my roommate and one of my closest friends, and I am thankful for the time that I got to spend with him. He was one of the founding members of Ares Armor. He was loved by many. Please keep his family in your prayers during these trying times. Sincerely, Dimitri Okaris, CEO, Ares Armor. For some, that combat is an altering experience. A lot of things that a lot of people take for granted. A lot of things that people think are problems in their day-to-day lives pale to the veteran. The veteran is a problem for a veteran is, hey, I just popped my chute and it did not deploy. Now that is a problem. Here comes the ground. That's a problem. It is not a problem to not have the latest iPhone or to not have a lot of friends on Facebook or not have a lot of followers on Twitter. That's not a problem. That's trivial. To a veteran, especially this young breed that we have right now, I mean, they're ranging in age from in their 40s down to their early 20s. Just the other day, some 21-year-old veteran just got back from Afghanistan, was killed at a party welcoming him back over some past grievance. He survived combat to be killed on the streets, I think, of California. Being a veteran means that you were part of the 1% of the total populace that's ever lived here that put on the uniform, and for whatever reason that you did it, and the unspoken message that the military gives to the people that don't even give them credit for it. They stand on top of a hill with you on one side and whatever may be on the other side, and they're facing that. And their unspoken message is, sleep tight, America, because I got this. Believe it or not. And for those haters out there, like Salon.com, who will get out there and say, you don't safeguard my security, you don't understand the very nature of the freedom and actually what it costs. It isn't free. Liberty is not a free thing. Liberty is something that you take and you maintain. Now, me here on this front, you know, I'm doing it rhetorically, verbally, trying to turn lights on amongst the people that, you know, most of the people that listen to this already have, you know, in a lot of ways I'm preaching to the choir, but occasionally somebody might pop in here, and if I flip that switch and some sort of, you know, awareness happens within them, then that was a good day. But if you know veterans, you know, for me, when I was a veteran, most of my time was spent doing, I was a cold warrior. And there was a couple of occasions when we thought it was going to get hot, and we didn't care. Because we were concentrating on the job we were there to do. Just like Jaston did, just like Demetrius did. Just like so many more since me and so many more before me. And what binds us together is that shared experience. Some that have been in absolute desperate combat, they have a bond you cannot break. They have a bond you cannot break. And so if you see one today, if you know one, whether he's been in combat or not, if it's a younger breed, they've been in combat. Tell them thanks. Just tell them thanks. Because they earned it. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. We're going to talk about their Black Friday sale coming up, Black Friday, which will actually be 4 days long, and it'll be massive. While I was in the middle of celebrating my latest, these companies are companies that I went after. Fulton Armory, Lionheart Industries, Wyndham Weaponry. Wyndham Weaponry's been with me for a little while, but they've decided to up their game with me a little bit. And I was just all kinds of beside myself with happiness and everything. And then as I'm walking around just beaming, I look down and my Sprite, which is open, and my Australian Shepherd puppy, which is happy that I'm happy, he comes to me swishing that tail and he knocks that open Sprite right into the open MacBook Pro. And now I have a MacBook Pro shaped paperweight, which I will be fixing that soon, but for every moment of light, there's going to be darkness. In Ferguson right now, they've sent the indication out, the pre-riot indication out, and let's just say that they, first of all, they're very deluded. Second of all, that's probably not going to happen. Third of all, if they riot, it's going to be a different kind of story. They're not going to get the demands they want. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a lot of other things coming to play. And we're going to talk about one of the things, which is what's happening at gun shops around Ferguson. But coming from Twitter, we have this from Angelo Matthews. Face it, no indictment, prepare for war. Then, Ferguson resident, we are getting prepared for war. Okay. There's a lot of people that see something like this that are, they're not interested in the perceived injustice here. This is a chance to get a flat screen TV. And there's some people that want to turn these protests into race riots and looting expeditions and arson attacks. They claim to want war. These protesters are actually criminals attempting to use the protest to cover for criminal attacks. So, let me tell you five ways that a protester can be killed. And if this happens in Ferguson, I would fully expect to see this come about. Number one, attack law enforcement. Anywhere there's going to be a large protest, there's going to be a movement of law enforcement in that general direction. They're going to stage nearby. They're not going to get in there and intercede. They're going to try to be there to keep peace, prevent crime. If they come out with rocks and guns and Molotov cocktails at the police, this may result in officers having to defend themselves with lethal force. Attacks even without weapons, because we'll have that disparity of force, because the police are going to be outnumbered. Oh, by a big margin. So, unarmed does not mean innocent or not a threat. So, if you attack the police, brace yourself. Number two, attack random citizens. Some are claiming via social media that they're going to randomly attack people in the street or in their homes if the grand jury does not provide the indictment they seek of Officer Wilson. What that has to do with anything, this is just bad people wanting to hurt people. That's what it is. And while this doesn't appear to be geographically focused, I mean, potentially that could happen anywhere. I mean, the entire nation, to a certain degree, probably needs to brace. But with gun ownership on the rise, I don't know how well that's going to play for the attackers seeking the random citizen. They might get a hold of something and they can't let go of fast enough. Number three, attempt to block the flow of traffic. That is always a very dangerous situation. Just ask Reginald Denny. I'm not going to say anything else. Loot businesses or homes. Business owners have already been out there in Ferguson, armed to the teeth, and they have already been skirted. And they learned the lesson that the Koreans showed during the Rodney King riots of the early 1990s. Looting is not a crime that justifies lethal force. But if somebody's coming in and they want to violently take over the store and then loot the store, well then, okay. And then, number five, commit arson attacks.
A Molotov cocktail and any other improvised incendiary device are very lethal, deadly weapons, potentially justifying a lethal force response by those who fear that they would be the target of such devices. If I'm in a car and there's a gang of Utes down the street, Molotov cocktails in hand, I'm getting out of the car. I'm going to the trunk. Out comes the ISIS welcome wagon bag. It has multi-purpose. And then they will have a choice at that particular moment, especially when I step out from behind the up and open trunk, transforming from, just Joe Q Public to G.I. Joe. And they have a choice. They have a choice. If they're going to firebomb my car, well, it's going to be very expensive. So I would hope that the people of Ferguson and the ones that have come from the outside and see this as an opportunity to get their own free case of scotch and a whole roll of lotto tickets and whatever else they're going to try to loot, I would hope they take these things in hand and put them first and foremost in their mind. Because if they roll up on something, if they roll up on a laundromat that has three owners standing out there armed, they got a choice. How bad do they want to raid the laundromat? They roll up on some motorists and one gets out and they are armed. They got a choice. If they see police, they have a choice. And if they go out and start, if they start attacking random citizens, for me, the gloves come off. I don't care where the police are at that moment. Apparently in Minnesota, it's a winter wonderland, and my board op hand cannon just took it from the lead slinger, and he finally got here. Good to have you there, buddy. There's going to be many people differing backgrounds that may disagree with the grand jury's decision in the investigation of the death of Michael Brown. That frustration and anger is not an excuse to attack people, to attack businesses, to attack law enforcement. That's not an excuse for that. That is not an excuse. If you want to roll that way, okay. But, I mean, don't expect that the demands that your people placed in front of that you delivered to law enforcement is, don't expect that to be actually played out that way. No, you cannot dictate those kind of rules. And if you get violent, you may meet violence. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Hand cannon, do we have like a lion's roar sound effect anywhere? Every time I say Lionheart, could we have a roar or do we not have that? We'll find out. Thank you so much. That was hand cannon. Right hand cannon. Now, one of the things that's happening is they wait for this grand jury decision to come out, which it's going to be in favor of Darren Wilson. There's no evidence present for a civil rights investigation. This coming from the DOJ, of all places, with Eric Holder still in charge. So, yes, we're going to have riots there. And in preparation for this, instead of when we had the first round of riots there, a lot of people, while the riots were going on, were running into gun shops and buying guns. And at that particular point, if you know, for the new gun owner that might have lived around Ferguson, Missouri, folks, it was too late then. Hopefully between now and then, you have been taking a little time and actually familiarizing yourself with it, becoming proficient with the weapon. But right now, in preparation for this, now once again, gun sales are skyrocketing. Or as they put it, they're going up exponentially. I don't get to use that word very often, so I just like to. Now, sales tapered off right after the first initial series of riots, but now they've started to skyrocket again as a St. Louis County jury nears a decision on whether or not to charge Wilson for Brown's death. And it's going to wrap up, according to St. Louis prosecutors, as early as this week. Now, according to some of the gun shop owners, 100% of the people that bought a firearm bought it because of some sort of fear of the unknown. What's going to happen this week or so with the Ferguson verdict?
They saw what the protesters were capable of doing in August, and now they're determined not to have their guard down this time around. You know, in London, what was it, two, 3 years ago? In London, two or three years ago, they had a shooting. One of the bullies shot a guy in a car, and of course, he was unarmed, and it's surprising to find a bully with a gun, so because most of them don't carry them. But they shot one, and then riots ensued. And because there is no Second Amendment in England, one guy with a Molotov cocktail would take out an entire block. He'd just be running around with, you know, a Sambuca bottle full of gasoline and rag stuffed in it going, "Cool, look over there," and just lob it in there, and it would just go up in flames because there was nobody there to stop them. There were couples being stripped naked and kicked around in the street. Right after that happened, at Amazon.co.uk, aluminum baseball bats and cricket bats went up 7,000% as a purchase. And that's their option. Batter up. I don't know how a bat deals with a Molotov cocktail or with a crowd, for that matter. But that's what they got. That's what they can have. And that's what they ordered. And they ordered a bunch of those. Now, here we don't have to rely simply on something from Louisville. We can go get something from Hartford, Connecticut, or Springfield, or lots of different places. Smyrna, Georgia, you know. Now, these protests are not going to be about Michael Brown. And they shouldn't be about Michael Brown. I saw a commentator. I believe his name is Charlemagne the God. He's a black DJ out of Atlanta. And this guy has really got his stuff wired right. I mean, he makes all kinds of sense about all kinds of things, at least in the music world. But even he is out there spouting the whole murder of Michael Brown. I've got bad news for anybody out there that thinks this was murder. It was not murder. It wasn't murder. If you grab a cop's gun after you've held a place up or done a strong arm robbery, there's a very good chance you're going to get shot. And as you should, because somebody that will attack a cop, think of what he's going to do to just a regular old citizen walking around the street. Think of what he's willing to do. If he's willing to go after the authority, what's he willing to do to go after just regular people? Now, so, I mean, unarmed doesn't mean not dangerous. Being a teen, you know, there's teens. When I think of a teen, I think of somebody about 5'7", 120 pounds, soaking wet. I don't think about a 292-pound, 6'4", behemoth. And that's what Michael Brown was. And you got to have a little bit of power to break the ocular orbit on somebody's face. Hate to tell you that, too. According to the gun shop owners, people of all ages and races are going out there and buying and purchasing firearms. Not all black people are going to be rioters. They're going to be spectators just like everybody else. And they're coming from as far away as 50 miles outside of town in some cases. There's also numerous reports that the local and state law enforcement agencies are preparing for the worst. Apparently they have opted. They have opted to not heed the list of pre-riot demands that the riot leadership has put forward. And they're preparing for the worst. According to an MSNBC report, for what that's worth, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon plans to redeploy the National Guard to Ferguson following the announcement of the grand jury's decision. You don't need to do that after it, Governor. It will be well in hand. Do it now. Do it now. Don't wait until it's been rendered. By the time National Guard's not on. Well, I don't know what their National Guard is doing. They may be pre-positioned. I don't know. When I was stationed in Europe, if they called an alert, we had 3 hours to be in our stuff and on the road, headed for glory. 3 hours. Stateside, you have 72 hours. And let's say that that's the same rule as it was then. I don't know what they are today. But it takes a little while to deploy. There's travel time. There's preparation time. Got to have fuel in the vehicle. Got to have ammo in the gun. Got to have first aid stuff. Got to be dressed. You know, all these other things. Residents in the St. Louis metro area have reported seeing the movement of military-grade vehicles in and around the Ferguson area. That's good. That's a good thing. If they're going to have a riot, that's a good thing. This is when the militarization becomes necessary. Now, I didn't agree with it at first, because at first, when all the protests start, these were actual protesters. You didn't have the outside agitators mixed in quite so much just yet. But at the same time, I mean, let's see, the Black Panther movement has declared war. They posted pictures of them coming in with all kinds of weaponry, which is fine. You know, that's fine. You know, you can own whatever you want to own. Now, how you use it might be scrutinized to a certain degree. But we will see what we should all hope that nothing happens. Nobody should, everybody, there is no reason. Some of these people just haven't or won't take in the facts. They're angry, they're frustrated. That's not a reason to be killed. And we should all hope that nothing happens. We should all hope that government prevails. Or not government. Boy, that was a slip of the tongue. That cooler heads prevail. Cooler heads. That was not Freudian either. I'm not big government. I'm flipping through the show prep and that just popped up for some reason. It just went into my head. Coming up on the next break, once again, let me bid my fellow veterans and military members currently serving and everything else have happy Veterans Day. As happy as it can be. Stand back and pat yourself on the back, because there's only 1% of the entire population's ever done what we've done. Well, you know, very, very small group of people. Take your due. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. I just like doing that. Lionheart Industries, we're going to talk a little bit about their Black Friday sale coming up. Ebola. How would the authorities actually handle Ebola? Right now, while you've got one or two people, well, yes, they can remain in control. That's not a big deal. But how would they actually handle it if it becomes an epidemic or a pandemic or one of these things that ends in emic, whichever one applies? There's no doubt that the health officials should be concerned. The problem is, how do you contain Ebola from spreading like wildfire and still manage to not take away freedom and liberty of others who may or may not be infected with the virus? Now, there are legal considerations here. Of course, not necessarily something that this government will recognize, but this is where the old whole armed populist thing comes into play. Now, I'm just going to look at it from the tactical viewpoint of law enforcement, because in this would turn into a bad situation. At any given time, on any given day, in the United States today, there's 920,000 sworn law enforcement officers. This is state, this is local, this is federal. That's a ratio of one police officer for every 19,000 people. That's a hard group of people, a hard number of people to control when you're one person. So, you know, this could be difficult for them to actually pull this off. A nurse that went to Africa returned to the U.S., was put into quarantine. New Jersey and later Maine mandated that she had to stay in her home for 21 days. She defied this order, and she went on a bike ride with her boyfriend. Now, because of, or despite, the possibility of lethal contagion, an entourage of spectators, including media personnel and law enforcement, followed her. Look, it's the Ebola lady. Let's follow her and get close. Here, sign my shirt. Ebola
is a 50-50 proposition. Ebola kills 50% of the people it infects. It spreads through human-to-human transmission via direct contact, through broken skin or mucous membranes, with blood, secretions, and organs, or other bodily fluids of infected people, and also surfaces and materials, bedding, clothing, tables, that are contaminated with these fluids. Now, that all by itself should be cause for extreme concern, but at the outset, health officials and police may find themselves having to concentrate more on managing the human psyche than the body. Now, someone who knowingly has Ebola will probably receive a different tactical reaction from someone who might have it, right? So, yeah, maybe. Either way, let's say that a person by name is ordered by the state or government health officials to be quarantined. What then are the most immediate potential risks if that person went into, say, a crowd of people at a mall? It doesn't take much of an imagination to see where that scenario could get really, really ugly. The virus takes between 2 and 21 days to incubate and then begin to manifest itself. And in that amount of time, a bunch of people could get infected. But if someone knowingly has a virus and defies orders to stay away from others, it did not take the proper steps to, like, cover their mouth with a mask or other exposed body sores, assuming they are showing this symptom, this could bring mass panic, possibly resulting in serious injuries. This is where law enforcement steps in, because containing that panic would be their first job. Most states include criminal codes that prohibit people who knowingly possess certain types of transmittable and dangerous diseases from knowingly or intentionally spreading that disease. If a person who is HIV positive rapes another person, the charge could get enhanced. Same goes if that person spits on another person. So, Ebola, of course, would fall under this kind of law. And Ebola spreads quicker. AIDS, I don't know how long it takes for AIDS to manifest itself. Ebola happens in less than a month. So, that portion of law would need to be vigilantly enforced. But then we get another problem. Okay, so let's say we have the Ebola spreader, the Ebola typhoid Mary, running around infecting people. We go and we pick her up, and we throw her in jail. Now, are we going to evacuate the rest of the jail? Is she going to be isolated? Because she's going to need to be isolated. And you're not really isolated in a jail. So where do you put her? Where do you put him? In the recent outbreak here in the U.S., the second person to die from Ebola was a police officer. Being the first responder in one of these cases is fraught with danger. If they don't have the barriers like gloves and masks, first responders are more likely to come into contact with those who have this communicable disease than any other profession besides those in hospitals and medical aid stations. And they'll be called to investigate criminal activities and 911 calls, which will put them in contact with all of the stuff I just talked about, the bodily fluids on the tables and all this other stuff. They're going to be all around that. Now, the other option with a known infected person would be to surround them. Tactically, it's a tactical mistake to get around and focus in on one area and encircle it. Because, you're giving up 180 degrees at that point. Everything behind you is dangerous. And how are we going to be? How are we going to be dressed for this occasion? Are you going to be dressed for success with this? Are you going to have an N95 rated mask? Are you going to have some sort of eye protection? Are you going to have on disposable coveralls? Are there going to be gloves? Are you going to be in MOP 4, And what about armed tactical units? They need to be outfitted in a suit that has a self-contained breathing apparatus. It would look sort of like an end-of-day scenario. Now, that's if everything works. If everything works, it's fine. But to those quarantined, to those being held, they need things like food and water and medical attention. So who's going to break that line? Who's going to breach the protocol and get in there? How are you going to maintain the protocol? How are you going to maintain the perimeter? There would have to actually be two perimeters. You'd have to have one close to the infected area, and you'd have to have one further back to keep other people from wandering into the infected area. And it would have to be 24/7 for 21 days. Are you getting the, you know, unless it's a gigantic police force, and unless it's only, if you have multiple people spread out throughout the area, then you have to do this two perimeter setup. Where are these people coming from? Who are they? How are they getting kitted up? Where are they getting the kit from? The other thing to consider is with some of these Ebola-stricken people, what if some doomsdayers came in and decided to take out the Ebola patient? Then the police have to worry about what's behind them, because they're coming towards the police, towards the stricken person. It's not a very good... I don't see a really good... I don't really see how this is very good at all. Coming up on the next break, as we get ready to flip into the next hour, we're going to be joined by Robin Knapp from GECO. And we're going to talk real quick about the Scorpion line that they have just debuted. This is the stuff I'm going to carry. And we'll discuss that and why when we get back. Then after we talk with Robin Knapp, when we come back from that, then we're going to be talking about this Black Friday sale that's actually going to be 4 days long with Lionheart Industries. And I'm going to tell you why I'm so excited to have Lionheart as a sponsor, just because of the weapon they're pushing. It's called the LH. Right now all they have are 9mm. They've got them in various configurations. They've got the LH9, the Mark II, the Compact. Talk all about that coming up next. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's guns, the number 880.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.